Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A, a brand new week of shows. We're going to start it out today with a bit of a repeat, but not for those of you who didn't hear it last week, because if you are daily listeners, you know we had the Diamondbacks ball game on last week, and it ran 13 innings against Tampa Bay. One of those things where with two outs in the ninth, suddenly it was tied. And they went four more innings, and we missed, I believe, 54 minutes of Q&A. So it only carried on the web, which is good in its own way, because we have a worldwide reach on the web. But our local listeners, most of them anyway, didn't get a chance to hear a really good interview with our friend Charles Matthews from Boys to Men Mentoring. He brought in a very young musician, Anthony Hernandez, with him. So we're going to have him back to play for our radio audience today. They'll be here in just a couple of minutes to talk about Play It Forward, the annual event that brings the mentoring, the music, and the message to Northern Arizona's boys, that they help with so many things to get them the right track on life, more or less. Also on today's show, we're going to talk to Jamie DeJoseph. She is from the Prescott YMCA to talk about summer activity programs, a great way to get your kids involved, not only in keeping them active, but to make new friends, because you can't underestimate or overestimate the physical and social activity that's provided by the summer YMCA programs. Congratulations to our friend Kathy Miller-Hahn. She's directing Wait Until Dark at the PCA Stage 2 that has sold out all of its remaining shows. They still have five shows to do. They even added a Wednesday show for this coming long weekend. They have sold out everything. Just another reason they need that new second theater, because they're providing, or they're looking for the funding for that new smaller theater, and they could really use it, because right now they have sold out everything for Wait Until Dark, a really outstanding show. Hey, thanks to everybody who came out to the Safeway stores in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, Cottonwood to help us with the letter carrier Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive Saturday. Your generous donations of non-perishable foods and cash will really help needy families and the area's food pantries get through this summer. With schools out and kids looking for that breakfast and lunch they had been getting at school, that will also, of course, help mom and dad and the brothers and sisters who don't have access to those foods if they're out of work or having a tough time with cash. So thank you again for providing those badly needed foods. Hey, the Diamondbacks continue their home stand tonight. It's the first of three against the Pittsburgh Pirates, with the pregame show starting at 6 o'clock, the first pitch from Chase Field coming your way at 6:40. I got some word yesterday from our friend Cecilia Jernigan. They're going to do a special Celebrate Elizabeth party for the Ruffner family. As you know, Elizabeth Ruffner died just a short time before her 100th birthday. They're going to hold this at the Elks Theater on Sunday, May 26th, starting at 3 p.m. The doors will open at 2, and it's really appropriate they're holding it at the Elks Theater, because Elizabeth Ruffner was such a prime mover in getting that wonderful theater restored to its original grandeur. So a really nice chance to say goodbye and thank you to our town's historian and our grand dame, Elizabeth Ruffner, on Sunday, May 26th. Doors open at 2. The celebration of Elizabeth's wonderful life will start at 3 p.m. That's Sunday, May 26th at the Elks Opera House. The show starts at 3. No tickets, no reserve seating. The event will also be live streamed at the Hacienda Hotel in the Marina Room. Thank you, Cecilia, for providing that information. Hey, you know, the Harkins 14 and Prescott Valley knows schools are letting out soon. They're making it really easy for the kids to be entertained this summer with 10 morning movies for only $7 for the kids for the whole series. Just choose your day, Monday through Friday. All the films start at 9:45. You can choose which of those days each week to see the list of fun films that start the week of May 27th with Happy Feet, followed by How to Train Your Dragon, then Despicable Me 2. On the week of June 17th, it's Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. Week 5 is Smallfoot, then the Lego Movie 2, the second part, followed by a week of Sherlock Gnomes, then the week of July 15th, it's Trolls, followed by Penguins, Madagascar, and the final week, the week of July 29th, it's Shrek. That's all at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Go online to harkins.com, SMF, that's for sunny summer movie fun, online to harkins.com, SMF, for that schedule and more information, and just for the safety of your children attending these summer morning films, all adults admitted to the summer movie fun movies must be accompanied by a child. And since this is Monday, it's Musical Mondays at the Harkins Theaters, and tonight it will be La La Land, the Oscar-nominated film from a couple of years ago. It is a dandy. It starts at 7 p.m. It's only $5. And it also played this morning at 11, by the way. That's these Musical Mondays for you. The Tuesday night classic tomorrow will be the Vin Diesel film, The Fast and the Furious. So keep that in mind for the Harkins Theater. Hey, we've got Charles Matthews and Anthony Hernandez just around the corner, ready to step in on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Everyone knows the factories usually pull out all the stops and have huge incentives for big holiday weekends like Memorial Day. But this year, Nissan has already released their huge Memorial Day rebates. Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan. Right now, you can get one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the 2019 Nissan Rogue, for just $22,002. You can save over 10 grand on the new full-size Titan Pro 4X, only $44,714. Or if you want a mid-size pickup, the 2019 Nissan Frontier is a great value, discounted even more to $20,263. And we've got big discounts on compact cars. Get a brand new Nissan Versa for only $12,389 and get 0% for 60 months. The Memorial Day discounts are here right now at Lamb Nissan. Visit lambnissan.com and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number KC79626, work number KN50746, number KN70609, at number KL801097. Price includes all manufacturer's rebates plus tax, title, like $385 docking and $385 3M package. Must finance within MAC OAC. Expires 531.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Home Show Sandy with YCCA.
And I'm Nick with Arizona Hot Tub.
You put the in spa.
Come and see our spas at the YCCA Home Show May 17th, 18th, and 19th at Finlay Toyota Center.
Oh, that's right, Nick. Arizona Hot Tubs will be there.
We love the YCCA Home Show.
YCCA Home Show sponsored by Finlay Toyota Prescott and Waste Management.
See you there.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 211. It is my pleasure to bring back in the studio Charles Matthews. He is the brains behind Boys to Men Mentoring, and Anthony Hernandez, who is one of the musicians he'll be performing at Boys to Men Mentoring's Play It Forward, because they were here last week. However, we had a ball game that ran real, real late, so our show got moved to the internet, and a lot of our regular radio listeners were not privy to a really, really nice interview. So we're going to bring our radio people the joy of listening to Charles and to Anthony. First of all, now, Charles, you've been on this show many times. Mm-hmm. Our listeners know you. Anthony, they're new to you, so give us a little bit of background about your role in Play It Forward.
Yeah, so I've been playing in Play It Forward for, I think, the past 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And
you're the old man of the group, right?
Sort of older, yeah.
You're how old?
I'm going to be 18 this Wednesday.
Oh, I feel disgusting. Go ahead, keep going.
I've been involved in it mainly because of Drew Hall.
Sure.
He's had a lot of his students come on, and mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed having him come have me play with him and all of the various bands who play. Walt Richardson this year. It's going to be Candace Devine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Candace and Drew have been on the show a couple of times. Tell us what it's like to take guitar lessons with Drew Hall. Walk me through a typical lesson.
So usually I'll walk in, we'll sort of exchange greetings of how our days have been and what we've been doing, and then we sort of get into reviewing what we worked on last week, be it scale or a song, or sometimes I work on singing with him, various things related to playing guitar, and we'll review that and then move on to something else if I'm doing good on that, and then we might also move on to a new topic that he thinks that I want to work on. Or if I want to work on something myself, I'll ask him about it. And then almost every time he has a good amount of input on what I should be doing to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then I'll get sort of my homework, I guess you could call it. And then I'll go back and do the same thing next week.
Let me ask you this, because I always ask guitarists this question. When you watch a movie or a TV show where the actor is playing a guitar, can you tell when they're faking it?
Yes.
And how can you tell that?
It's sort of, imagine if you were watching someone like talking and the words that were coming out of their mouth were not what you were hearing.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of like that.
You'll like see, bad dubbing, right, Charles?
Yeah.
I've always wondered about that, because I've always wanted to learn how to play the guitar, but, you know, as I get older, my typing is not very good anymore, so the old transmission between the brains and the fingers just isn't that good as the way it used to be. But before we have Anthony play a song, Charles, update us on what's going to be going on the 19th.
Great. So May 19th at 3:00 at the Holiday Courtyard is our 6th annual Play It Forward Music Fest. It started back a few years at the little amphitheater at the Highland Nature Center, and it's unique in that it features youth performers like Anthony. There's going to be 7 other youth performers, great guitarists being mentored by Drew, who are going to be playing with nationally known, Grammy-nominated, Emmy Award-winning musicians like Candace Devine, like Walt Richardson, like Malin Hawks and Sumitotius. So even though music is not what Boys to Men Mentoring does the rest of the year we're mentoring in schools and doing rites mm-hmm. of passage.
Sure.
But we just sort of stumbled upon this beautiful example of how adults and kids can work together and make things amazing, how teens and adults can be in community together. Musical mentoring, May 19th.
And, you know, I mentioned in the description of your appearance today that you're going to be combining the mentorship, the music, and the message, correct?
Exactly. And one part of the message this year is our 10th anniversary. We're all grown up. We got double digits now. We've been in the community and been supported by the community for this length of time. And the other part of the message is that there's more for us to do. We've got lots of teens in this community who are looking for more guidance and looking for more healthy fun and a healthy transition to adulthood, and that's what we're all about.
You know, Boys to Men, according to your website here, was founded by men who realized that too many teen boys lack involved, positive adult male role models, whether they come from a middle, upper-class two-parent family or a single mom on social support. Now, regardless of economic class, cultural diversity, educational achievement, data and experience tell us a boy's ability to successfully transition into adulthood depends in large part to the support he receives from adults outside the home. That's where you and your group come in, right?
Absolutely. You know, the truism is becoming more and more common that it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to grow up in Jerome, Arizona, and that village really did raise me. We lost my dad when I was only 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My mom did an awesome job as a single mom. She kept us clothed and fed and taken care of. But it was really the other people in that community who made sure that we had access to fun and that we were being asked deep questions about what we wanted to do with our lives and that we were seeing examples of human beings who were flawed and interesting and engaged. And, you know, Jerome is everybody's in each other's hip pocket, so not everybody likes that. But for a growing mm-hmm. teen without a dad, that was perfect for me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Anthony, tell me about your very first guitar. I'm sure you remember it.
Oh yeah, it was it's a little black Fender Stratocaster that I got for Christmas when I was I would say about 9, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I got it after I had sort of been borrowing like a guitar from my elementary school that I was in like the guitar club at, and that had ended, and then I was left for like summer and the beginning of next year without a guitar. And I was super excited when I got it because that meant I could start playing guitar again with mm-hmm. my very own guitar.
Sure.
And yeah, I played that guitar for probably about like 3-4 years. It was my only guitar before I got another one.
Did you play it till your fingers bled like Brian Adams sang in Summer of 69?
They got a little torn up, but there was no blood, unfortunately.
You know, I interviewed blues guitarist Kenny Wayne Shepherd this morning. He talked about his first guitar when he was 7. It was a cheap plywood Yamaha Stratocaster wannabe. That's what he called it.
Yeah,
he just picked it up and he started playing the darn thing. He would listen to his dad's records. His dad was a disc jockey. And he would listen to his dad's records and try and play along. Now, are you kind of self-taught for the most part?
Well, I've been taking lessons with Drew for about like 5 years now.
That long and, now, wow.
Yeah, and then I also have another guitar teacher who I have lessons with, Terry Winter, who I've been taking lessons with for like 3 years,
mm-hmm.
longer than that. And then I had a guitarist that I, or a guitar teacher that I learned from before I moved to Prescott. So I'm very much not self-taught. I've had many teachers over the years.
So you're learning the right way, and you have career ambitions in this field, don't you?
Yes. I'm going to be going to the University of North Texas as a music major next year.
How cool is that?
Well, let me interject for a second, because when he told me he was going to the University of North Texas, my face kind of fell the first time he told me. But I've had this conversation with him just while waiting to come on the air. It's one of the top-rated jazz programs in the country, so it's he's being a little modest. He's kind of downplaying it. Should be, I'm going to the University of North Texas,
mm-hmm.
the top rated jazz program. And, you know, it's because he practices like crazy and he pays attention to his teachers and is inspired.
Isn't that something? Well, that's great to hear. Anthony, describe for us the song you're about to play.
I'm going to be playing Angelina by Tommy Emmanuel. It's mm-hmm. sort of, I guess I would call it a folk song.
Sure.
But yeah, it's a nice solo acoustic piece from one of my favorite acoustic guitarists.
Very good. And the stage is yours.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful? Outstanding. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Hey, describe your guitar for us.
So this is a Taylor 214 CE Deluxe. It's the only acoustic guitar that I have, but it is more than enough for anything that I want to use it for.
Sure.
It plays very nice. It sounds bright and lively, and it's really easy to play. I love it. It's anything I could ask for from an acoustic guitar.
When I was living in California, my boss was a good friend of Bob Taylor, the Taylor Guitar Factory, near I believe El Cajon, California. He was a good friend of his, and he would tour that shop many times. If you ever watched how exacting guitars are made, it really is something amazing. Yeah. You would understand firsthand why so many instruments are so valuable.
Yeah.
In fact, when I was in my hometown of St. Louis, a member of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra had his Stradivarius violin stolen. Yeah. And in the news story, they estimated its value at $4 million.
Wow.
Imagine that. Wow. So you take good care of that, don't you?
Yeah.
You know where it is at all times, don't you?
Yes.
Indeed. Very well. Hey, Charles, when it comes to providing the funding for what you guys do, what are your sources of income to cover your expenses?
You know, a big source of income for us is actually the tax credit donations
mm-hmm.
that we get from local people. And for those that don't know about it, you know, you can check it out on the website. But we do a lot of grant writing, and we get corporate donations and donations from major sponsors. But really, the tax credit donations are really important to us because they keep us rooted in the community.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense for us to do what we do with young people in this community unless it's got community support. So especially in our 10th year, we're just so grateful for everybody who's contributed everything from, you know, $10 to $10,000. But those tax credit donations make a big difference.
You know, I get the occasional email from a listener who will hear about a cause like this. Mm-hmm. And while they can't participate directly, they do occasionally ask, how can I help these people out? How can they write you a check?
Absolutely. Yeah. Checks are great. You can go online to boystomenaz.org/donate, or a check can go to 551 First Street, and that's in Prescott 86301.
Mm-hmm. And for those who would like to, do you ever get people who note you in their estate planning? That would be a great way to really benefit you and leave behind a great legacy.
Absolutely. I'm a part of my estate plan, such as it is to donate to Boys to Men upon my untimely demise. And I just want to encourage my board not to run me over. I think it's not worth it. Even just doing a designation on a life insurance policy, or in my case, like a 401k, it can make a big difference. And as I get older and I start thinking about what I want my legacy to be, there's a rabbi who said it's the estate planning and leaving a charitable gift is the last thing you do in life to make a difference for others. So
and
why
it
not,
can carry
why not?
On for many years too.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Just think of the impact you can leave, the positive impact to affect so many people's lives by doing
absolutely.
That. Isn't
absolutely.
Isn't that great? Now we don't want our listeners to do what the designer Karl Lagerfeld did. He died just a couple of months ago, and he left something like $100 million to his cat. You know,
yeah.
I'm all for protecting our furry friends, but, you know, it can go to a better cause than that, can't it?
I feel sad for Carl and his memory. You know, it's incredibly creative, flamboyant, fabulous, beautiful, and is that how he's going to be remembered? By giving $100 million to his cat?
He could have done a lot better.
He could have endowed an entire department in a fashion mm-hmm. Industry college or... Yeah.
Or, like I mentioned off the air, mm-hmm. you know, my hero from my teens, Herb Alpert, when he sold A&M Records to PolyGram, he got about $500 million out of that, which he and his partner, Jerry Moss, split. And then Herb endowed UCLA Music School with $30 million to create a new world music curriculum. So you can do great things if you have that kind of money.
Think about how many students that's affected.
Oh,
yeah.
Just amazing. Anthony, you were talking about going to, you know, making a career out of music. Are there any other instruments you might be interested in that you play now or might be interested in later on?
Well, at the moment, I play a little bit of bass, drums, and I sing a tiny bit. Mm-hmm. And in college, I'm going to have to learn piano because that's mm-hmm. standard music curriculum. Oh,
wow. Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what always gets me? We were talking about instruments before, you know, the valuable violins and guitars, stuff like this. I was really, as much as I followed music all my life, I was really surprised at how many touring musicians, top name musicians who were piano players, how they don't take their piano with them on the road. They play the piano that is in the venue when they arrive. Of course, they bring their own tuner. But I was really surprised to hear that because I know a piano is the hardest thing in the world to move. But as fussy as musicians are about yeah. their instruments, I mean, when I heard that Bruce Hornsby plays the piano that is at the venue.
Wow.
And that, whoa, I was really thrown by that. But I'm just wondering, like, you know, he's probably, you know, got the finest pianos in the world, and that's asking a lot when you book a guy like that. You better have a good piano on board, huh?
I'm just thinking about a NASCAR driver being shown, okay, here's your car for the race.
I wouldn't, yeah, I'd have a tough time being pleased by that. I really would, because that's how those guys treat yeah. their instruments.
Yeah.
They really do, because they're really fussy. Yeah. Wow. Didn't you tell me the last time, Anthony, that you're looking into music production, things like that, studio wizardry?
Yeah, I've been interning at a recording studio, the Raven Recording Studio.
Oh, here in Prescott. Yeah.
And I've also been working at Prescott Pro Sound.
Oh, so, Teddy Leonard.
Yeah.
How
so
cool.
I know him. Yeah. And, yeah, it's been something that I've been pretty interested in because I've always been interested in technology
mm-hmm.
and computers and electronics and all that. And I mm-hmm. feel like it's sort of like the connection between music and science.
Yeah, it is.
Recording and sound and all of that.
I was in Seattle about this time last year, in fact, and directly beneath the Space Needle, they have the Pop Culture Museum. And on the third floor of that, they have a working studio with all sorts of small studios where you can create your very own sound using actual mixing boards. And they have a complete mock-up of Jimi Hendrix's Electric Lady Studio there.
Wow.
So it's a really cool place to see. And you can see just what being able to handle, you know, 126 channels or 132 channels on a mixing board can create. It's
yeah.
pretty amazing. Yeah. Well, we hope you guys have a great time at Play It Forward. Charles, tell us once again the date and time and your webpage.
Great. So it's May 19th. That's coming Sunday. It's going to be 69 degrees and partly sunny. Don't be afraid. It's a beautiful outdoor venue. 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock in the evening, and you can get tickets at boystomenaz.org/PIF. boystomenaz.org/PIF.
And don't forget that webpage for your estate planning, too, or your donations, correct?
Correct.
That's Charles Matthews and Anthony Hernandez. Thanks for joining us again on Q&A. We got a better audience this time. Appreciate that. Stay tuned because it's time for a break, and then we'll hear a checkup of local and state news and weather, followed by a chat with Jamie DeJoseph from the Prescott YMCA about summer programs. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant. We've been a favorite destination of locals and visitors for over 30 years. In our charming, landmark, historic building, we serve downtown Prescott's freshest seafood, juiciest prime rib, and fresh baked bread from our in-house bakery. Choose us for that private lunch meeting, special occasion dinner, happy hour after work, and Sunday champagne brunch. Make reservations today for Murphy's, an establishment of good taste. View our menus, murphyspresscott.com.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
In the air. there. Time to shake out the rugs, open those windows. So much fun. At Made to Order, we love spring and spring cleaning. I'm April from Made to Order. Let us come in and take care of your high and low dusting, from your ceiling fans down to your baseboards and everything in between, so you can really enjoy spring. Schedule your free evaluation today by calling 899-8518 or visit us online at PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
When you consider hiring a contractor for remodeling, there are some important questions to ask and answers they should have. We'll tell you more. Plus, the proper mulching to keep your garden growing strong, exterior paint tips, and the history of the women of Route 66. So start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The new FN 509 midsize 9mm pistol is now part of FN's legendary concealed carry lineup, and it is a natural fit. With its smaller grip frame modeled after the battle-proven million-rounds-tested FN 509, the FN 509 midsize comes with two 15-round magazines and naturally improves concealability. Available at your local firearms dealer. FN, the world's most battle-proven firearms.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
No doubt you heard earlier today about the death of Doris Day at the age of 97. For our younger listeners, she was one of the biggest stars in show business in a couple of ways. In the 1950s and 60s, she was a major recording star. She also was a big, big movie star. She had a major TV series with CBS, The Doris Day Show, in the late 60s, and also the movie titles. She was in so many movies. The Glass Bottom Boat, Do Not Disturb, Send Me No Flowers, Move Over Darling, The Thrill of It All, That Touch of Mink, Lover Come Back, Please Don't Eat the Day, Daisies, Pillow Talk, Teacher's Pet, The Pajama Game, Julie, The Man Who Knew Too Much, Calamity Jane, even The Winning Team opposite Ronald Reagan. She was a major star. But what you're probably not going to hear in the aftermath of her death is about her son, Terry Melcher, because there's another connection there with a movie. Quentin Tarantino is releasing Once Upon a Time in Hollywood late July of this year. It's about the year 1969 in Hollywood. Doris Day's son, Terry Melcher, was a very powerful music producer. He used to hang out at the Whiskey A Go-Go on Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood. And one of the hanger-ons, or hangers-on, in that bar was kind of a weird little guy who really, really loved rock and roll. His name was Charles Manson. Well, he used to hang around the musicians, and he kept bugging Terry Melcher to produce and publish his music. And just to, you know, kind of like, shoo, fly, get out of here. He told him one day, yeah, sure, I'll do your music. So Melcher was going to have a party of musicians at his house. Well, Manson tagged along. So he found out where Melcher lived. Well, a few months later, Manson bugged him again. Hey, you said you're going to produce my music. And Melcher basically said, get lost, get out of here. So Manson never got over that. And when Manson formed that little commune off of Topanga Canyon Road with his so-called family, he sent them to Terry Melcher's house with orders to kill everyone at that house. Just one problem. Terry Melcher had since moved, and director Roman Polanski and his very pregnant wife, Sharon Tate, had moved into that house on Cielo Drive, and Sharon Tate, with Roman overseas filming a movie, had brought in several of Roman's friends to keep her company while she was about to give birth. Well, the Manson family obviously didn't know who Terry Melcher was, didn't recognize anyone. They just followed his orders and killed everyone on that property, thinking it was Terry Melcher and his family. And that was Doris Day's son. What an odd connection to a legendary Hollywood career. Stay tuned because we are going to talk to Jamie DeJoseph from the Prescott YMCA about summer programs in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you one of the many homeowners losing hundreds of cooling dollars every year with leaky ductwork? The problem is, you never know until you have the guys and gals at Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. Often a simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal. Leaky ductwork means lost money. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles and test your home for duct leakage. Go online to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
You know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
It's coming up on 2 minutes after two. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 13th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Phoenix police are looking for a suspect involved in a double shooting.
Police say an argument led up to the shooting inside a home near Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. That was just before 3:30 Monday morning. The suspect fled the scene. Fire crews soon caught up to the two wounded men outside the home and rushed them to the hospital. They're in critical condition. The gunman is still at large. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
It's the Diamondbacks and the Pittsburgh Pirates with the pregame show at 6 o'clock, the first pitch at 6:40, right here on KQ&A this evening. A 20% chance of early afternoon rain, clearing to a sunny high near 74 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with clear evening skies and an overnight low near 50, then just a 10% chance of early afternoon showers tomorrow, with highs Tuesday and Wednesday near 77. A big cool down, dropping highs Thursday and Friday to 70 and 63, with spot showers late Thursday night and Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for rain. Today, sunny high near 85, cooling to clear skies with a low near 53, and sunny highs near 89 tomorrow and Wednesday, 82 and 74 Thursday and Friday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
We've got strength in numbers, Power Big Players Club.
Hi, I'm DJ Phone. You ever wonder why so many lottery jackpots are won by groups of coworkers? Well, group play gives you the most chances of winning, but not everyone has access to a group. Well, now you do. There's a lottery service here in Arizona called Power Pick. They've been pooling people together since 1995. You know, you can't win if you don't play, and Power Pick makes it easy to play. They do all the work. You just click a button. No trips to the store, no standing in line, just more tickets, more winners, and your best odds of winning. Power Pick even has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Best of all, you can try Power Pick's lottery service for free. Just go to EZpooling.com and click on Free Lottery Pool. That's the letters EZpooling.com.
Power Pick Players Club.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:43. We've talked so many times on this show about the importance of kids and adults staying active and vital and getting away from those doggone electronic devices. Right, Jamie and Mike?
That's right. It's very important.
We've got Jamie DeJoseph and Mike Weatherby here from the Prescott YMCA. We'll start with Jamie. You're here to tell us about summer programs at the YMCA, such as...
We have some great stuff coming up this summer. We have our Youth Flag Football League that starts June 3rd. We're taking registration now. Mm-hmm. That's our NFL Flag Football League, so we actually use the NFL jerseys. So
nice.
They, if they put their favorite team down, they can potentially, like if they're a Broncos fan, mm-hmm. they could get the Broncos jersey or any jersey.
So the NFL is on board with this, right?
Yeah, so
you
it's their big...
You can use their logos and things?
It's
cool.
Their big league they do across the country. So they actually get their flags or NFL flags as well. So it's a lot of fun for the
nice.
Kids.
Nice. And, you know, I can see more and more kids going, you know, doing that because a lot of high school football programs, kids aren't letting their kids play, or parents aren't letting their kids play tackle football as much anymore.
Yeah, and this is a lot less contact. I mean, yeah. You'll get some contact, but for the most part, I mean, it's really just for the kids to come out and have fun, learn the fundamentals of football, mm-hmm. and really just have fun this summer, get out and do more.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what kinds of programs are you involved in?
So I'm actually new at the Y. Over the last about 6 months since I've worked there, I was able to be involved in our youth basketball league, which was awesome. We had over 700 kids participate.
Holy
in that.
Smokes.
And then immediately following that, we started our volleyball league, and we had over 200 kids that were involved in the volleyball league, and that actually just ended on Friday. I've been involved with a few of the itty-bitty sports programs that we have, which is really fun. We're teaching them right now. We actually have one going on where we're teaching them soccer. So.
Now, just the name itty-bitty, I have to ask you, what age group is that?
So itty-bitty is for the really small kids, is from ages 3 to 5.
Oh, my.
Which is a really fun age group. You know, it's just really fun to watch them being active and, you know, beginning to, you know, get coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really fun.
And learn the rules of the game and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Sure. You know, when I think of that, back when I was in St. Louis, we had a professional indoor soccer team, the Steamers, and they had a halftime entertainment where, now this was indoor soccer, they had a halftime entertainment where they would have a girls' high school soccer team, 6 players, playing against a swarm of 30 5-year-old kids. And it, whatever, wherever the ball went, you'd see this swarm, like a pack of bees, going after the ball. So I'm picturing that going on. That's got to be hilarious to watch.
Oh, it's so fun to watch them, you know, and it's the same thing right now. We just started playing soccer games this week, and it's the same thing. You know, you try and tell the kids to say, you know, stay separate, but.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's just a swarm.
They're going to go where they want, right?
Exactly.
But I'll tell you what, I bet they come back home worn out a little bit, ready for a nap, and that gives mom and dad a little break too, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Hey, Jamie, tell me a little bit about what kind of sports you've personally been involved in.
I mainly played basketball growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I love playing everything, but basketball was my sport.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I just finished playing on a city league volleyball team, and we just started playing kickball as well.
So. Oh, cool.
But basketball's always been my sport.
How about you, Mike? You look like an athlete.
So growing up, I was more of a football guy. But as I get older nowadays, softball. And then also track and field. I'm a long-distance runner, so.
Do you remember the baseball player John Kruk? He was an announcer on the ESPN Game of the Week quite a bit. He was kind of a portly fellow, didn't take the best care of himself. He was walking through the airport one day and got recognized by a woman who said, "You look terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself being a pro athlete." He said, "Lady, I'm not an athlete. I'm a ball player." So. That's John Kruk for you. So you guys also have a fundraiser coming up, I believe, Wednesday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have Wildflower is hosting a fundraiser night for us, which is awesome. And we are trying to raise money for our scholarship program. Because every year we give out scholarship to any of the kids who need help with our programs, because we want to make sure that everybody's able to participate, you know, get out there, be active.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be up at Wildflower from 5 to 8 p.m. We'll be bussing tables, helping out, and all you have to do is bring in a flyer, which we have on our Facebook page, or you can stop by the Y and grab one and just show it, and a portion of the proceeds comes back to the YMCA.
Good food, too.
Yeah, that's right. Always good.
You guys even have fencing now, don't you?
We do. We do two fencing camps this during the summer because they're always so popular. And Pat Waples is our instructor. She actually teaches over at the Prescott Athletic Club as well, and she's just the nicest lady, and she does a great job.
Now, you also have co-ed basketball?
Yeah, we have a co-ed basketball camp coming up as well. We like to keep basketball involved in, like, almost everything we do because it's our biggest program. So that's why you'll see it in Itty Bitty. We're also doing a girls' basketball camp. We just want to keep that program growing.
Mm-hmm. And tell us how people can register for these programs.
So for the most part, you have to come into the YMCA and pay up front, but you can get the forms off of our website, PrescottYMCA.org. You can print them out, bring them in, and pay that way, or you can always email them into me, and then we can call for a payment.
Okay. Mike and Jamie, do you know if any of these programs qualify? Because we have a lot of older people in this area. Would any of these qualify for the Silver Sneakers or senior discount programs you know about?
Not these programs. I think most of that's for our fitness area, all those classes. We do have some adult stuff. I mean, we have adult flag football. And then we have pickleball in the mornings, which has become so popular.
Isn't that something?
People love it.
Yeah, and I had never heard of pickleball until I moved here. Isn't that amazing?
I really hadn't heard of it until I started working at the Y, and I'm like, what is this sport? But people love it.
Hey, Mike, since you work with so many kids in these programs, tell us about not only the physical aspect of it and the benefits. Tell us about some of the friendships that are made, the social benefits of being part of a team like this.
Oh, it's great. And, you know, what's funny is with the younger kids is a lot of them have been in our programs before. So as you see them come back, you know, these friendships that they have, you know, made and built over time, it's fun to see them just get stronger and stronger. And over the summer, it's great to see the kids stay engaged, you know, to have something to do during the summer, which can be hard sometimes.
Yeah. How important is it, and you can see it in the kids every day, to get them away from the phone for a while?
Oh, it's so important. I mean, kids these days are so attached to their phones or their video games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once you get them in these programs and get them into the camps, they have so much fun that, you know, they just want to keep doing it and they want to go back.
it seems like the only workout they get nowadays with their thumbs.
That's right. Unfortunately.
And you know what? When I was a kid, the thing that was distracting me was television. And then it was video games. And now we have, of course, a smartphone. So I guess it's always going to be there. The key is to find something to keep the kids engaged and keep them active, right?
That's exactly right. And that's why we like to do the itty bitty program.
Yeah.
Because we can get those kids as young as three out there. And, they're not going to learn everything.
Sure.
Because, they can barely listen to the tiniest request.
Yeah.
But we're getting them out there and they're learning the skills. Even if they're just learning how to make a line or a circle, we feel like we've done our job.
You start with the baby steps, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So on the flag football, where is the game played?
So the games are played out at Keebler Field over at Pioneer Park. The city of Prescott helps us out a lot, and we get to use the fields out there. And then practices are held at our Lindquist Park right at the Y, and we also use the Prescott High School softball field. So, again, the school district is awesome in all of our sports.
That's great to hear. So how can people learn more about signing up at the Y, either for memberships or for these programs?
So they can go to our website, prescottymca.org. You can find everything there. We also have a Facebook page for just the Y in general. We have a sports Facebook page. We have a fitness one. We also, a few of us are on Instagram as well. So we have a sports Instagram, fitness, Whiskey Row Instagram. So you can find us anywhere. And then obviously come into the Y and you can find all that stuff there as well.
And that is, Jamie DeJoseph and Mike, Weatherby. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Say hello to, Rochelle and Ryan when you get back to the Y.
We will. Thank you so much.
You bet. And thanks for being on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guest coming your way in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in, where are we going here? Yes, in, I know where I'm going, KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Merritt Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, and Grand Canyon Financial. The Diamondbacks host the Pittsburgh Pirates Monday night at 6. Monday at 11:30, my 99.9 FM in Prescott, my 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop.
Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro coming your way at 3 o'clock, then Talk of a Town, Chino Valley at 4. Keep in mind that Wednesday of this week, there will be no Q&A because the Diamondbacks have a day game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. That will be a 12 o'clock pregame show Wednesday and a 12:40 first pitch. So, join me right back here tomorrow with my guest, Jennifer Grogan, for the Flagstaff Blues and Brews Festival, plus my chat with the headliner for that entertainment, the legendary guitarist and songwriter, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.